Hello, hello, hello. It's Dana on Sunday. Welcome to this outlet where I am basically just recapping on the week. You may hear my cat come over and say hello because she hears me talking, but you know, that'll be just a part of the experience. So, today's Sunday. Today is Father's Day. It's a little hard for me, kind of just to process this day because I currently don't talk to my father. He made the decision not to, through a lot of just certain situations, just one of them being like me not, you know, going to school to be a scientist and instead going to be a fashion business professional, and, you know, just didn't really align with what he wanted, so I couldn't really have that relationship with him. It was kind of selfish, but, you know, here we are. But I do want to just say, for those who are experiencing something similar, so, you know, experience some tension with their fathers, with their father figure in their life, I'm here for you. I'm holding space for you because it is difficult to, you know, have these experiences on these days where you see people who, you know, have fathers in their lives or have those strong relationships, and it can be hard to just be on social media, especially to try and process all of that. So please take care of yourself. I know it's hard. It's definitely hard for me. I definitely had to log off this morning, and it's probably why I'm on here today, but I definitely want y'all to take a break because you deserve it. But yeah, today, other than that, it was still difficult. I woke up to reading about Toyin, the 19-year-old black woman who was raped and killed by a black male, which was really just controversial in itself. I ended up actually accidentally reading the confession by her rapist, and it was just very heartbreaking. Tried to go back to sleep, had a nightmare, which wasn't a good time. So I really just couldn't get my day started the way I wanted to. You know, I had things to do, had things I wanted to do, but needed to take the time to process everything. So I did take just a lot of time to cry and to feel, really. Still hurts just talking about it, just the fact that, you know, black women like myself have to battle sexual assault along with the patriarchy, along with misogyny, and it's just very exhausting to think about how there's more than like 80% of the women, you know, that are black and women are growing up with some idea of sexual assault. It's just mind-boggling to me. And it's just really sad that I may have to teach my daughter how to, you know, navigate that trauma. And it just breaks my heart. But the past week really was just full of, you know, lots of mixed things, lots of mixed ideas, and just a lot of questions to ask, a lot of things to consider, especially with just the growth of the account. It's enabled me to have the option of monetizing it, which is a super great achievement. Yay. Very grateful for that. It's also made me, you know, consider the pace that I was before all of this happened. You know, I'd never really thought it was going to be this big of a platform, this big of a space where I could have these opportunities to, you know, connect with brands. So it really just made me think like, okay, you know, how much can I handle right now? How much can I, you know, really deal with? How much can I really extend myself out for without, you know, taking too much of my energy away from myself? So I spent a lot of time just, you know, weeding through businesses, you know, reaching out to ones and then getting bad responses and then reaching out, you know, and then being reached out to and then having to reject people for the lack of advocacy. Ugh. Oh, I had a couple of those this week, honey. There was a company, I'm not going to say their name, just might though. They reached out to me because they're a sustainable bag company. You may know them. Not the popular one, not the one, you know, not Bagu, it's another one. They reached out to me and, you know, like, hey, like, you totally align with our, you know, company, and we would love to send you some bags. And I'm like, okay, let's see if you are speaking the truth. So I go on their profile, right, and they're, like, all white, right? So there's no one that looks like me at all. So I'm like, how can you lie to my face? So me having the very lack of patience that I have with white people during this time and at any time, regardless, I called them out. So I was like, if you have any sort of regard for my experiences as a Black woman, you will make ample amounts of difference in making sure that I am seen, heard, and compensated for my work. I specifically said that. You know, wasn't expecting too much from it. I was like, you know, they're going to be guilty. You know, they're going to say some crap and I can go about my life. So what was really funny is that the owner responded back to me and she actually pointed out, you know, four accounts where they'd taken pictures of people of color. And guess how long ago that was? 2 years ago. Yeah. So I'm just cackling in my car, you know, really just laughing at the audacity they have to, you know, say that, one, that I didn't even take the time to look at their profile to see their advocacy, and two, that, you know, she had to search for absolutely four minuscule amounts of their advocacy just to prove a point, just to be defensive. You know, that's the last thing you want to do to a person of color, is make them feel invalidated for telling you that you should be doing better at your advocacy. Don't ever do that. Anyway, it was just hilarious to me. And she just has a lot of work to do, a lot of thinking. So yeah, long story short, they are, I will not be working for that company. And you may find, you know, a bad company that is kind of similar to Bagu that you may have been reached out to or feel aspirational to buy from. Don't. Okay. Anyway, so that was that. Just very comical. Okay. So I've been getting a mix of those, you know, and just like getting insight on how to monetize my account in that way, making sure that I have the right communication style so that way I can be compensated for, because it is very easy for brands to just say, here's a free product, you know, just provide your address. And I'm like, no, if you want me to provide content, you need to pay me. And, you know, I was never really given those resources to ask for that, you know, ask for compensation, because we're often told as, you know, Black people that we don't deserve it, you know, that we have to earn it, or that we have to have a certain amount of experience to, you know, be given that kind of thing. So it was just really new to me. So I spent a lot of my week just, you know, coming up with different templates, coming up with different ways to speak to these businesses, you know, share exactly the kind of value that I was going to be offering them as a quote unquote influencer, as a wellness professional, which I like to call it. And it just, you know, it gave me a lot of experience. You know, I've gotten really great partnerships with, you know, places like Moon Juice, you know, which is super awesome. And then I actually got a partnership with a healing tincture brand that really helps with menstrual cramps. So I'm just super excited to just share these things with you guys, because they're just great. I mean, you know, I was able to share exactly what I'm going to offer them, and they resonated with it. And that's how, you know, brand partnership should be. You know, you should be offering a value, you know, a bigger thing than just what their product is. You should be offering a community. You should be offering, you know, engagement that is long lasting, you know, sustainable, you know, because at the end of the day, sustainability is much more than just what you make your clothes out of. It's how long your brand lasts and how much are you contributing to the people that you so-called care about, you know. So it was just really cool to have all these experiences now. Other than that, the week has been full of courses, full of finishing courses, which is super amazing. And I'm actually going to be explaining some of the new courses that I'm offering this week. I'd love for you guys to just tune into that, because I've got some really exciting things that I can offer you guys based on like Instagram layout and, you know, social strategy, content strategy, all these things that I've studied and all these things that I've worked on with my personal brand. I'm going to be extending those courses to you all. So I'm super excited to explain that. It's going to be really fun. I'm really just weeding things out, you know, just dabbling into all the little aspects that I can, all the little ventures that I can do just to keep myself busy, keep myself entertained. But again, you know, thank you. I just want to say thank you so much for everyone who has contributed to donating to my platform. It's really helped so much. It's actually contributing to a lot of my moving expenses, so I'm absolutely grateful. So thank you so much. I'm actually thinking about doing sort of like a subscription thing, if you guys want to if you guys would be more comfortable just committing on a monthly basis, you know, have it just, you know, subscribe to my content on a daily. That would be super great. And I think it would just help me stay consistent with my work as well, because I'll have people who are constantly contributing on a monthly basis. So I'll be offering that option pretty soon as well. But you guys are getting sneak peeks to that, so you're welcome. But how am I feeling overall? It ranges. I I don't really try to, you know, be a certain emotion or, you know, be the embodiment of one thing. I try to just exist plainly. That could look like, you know, me not eating one day, or that could look like me not sleeping one day. That could be being, you know, working on 5 projects at once and getting them all done in a day. I really just take it as it goes, because that's how life should be and that's how we should be living anyway. I don't know why the hell we had to go through capitalism and go through a pandemic to find out that we should be living the life that we want. Don't know why, but glad, very gratuitous for that, because it is reminding me again that I am not my work. I am myself, you know, and I'm not, my value is not based on my work. My value is based on who I am and what I have to offer to myself, and not to a company that does not give a fuck about me. Being truthful, you know, like, I've been to so many companies that have just taken advantage of the fact that I, you know, speak better, you know, or that I dress better, or that I, you know, look better than some other people. And it's just like, ugh, I cannot go back to that. And I don't want any of you guys to feel like you have to go back to that either, because it is toxic. So yeah, and all the scatteredness of that. Thank y'all. I see y'all all the time. Oh, Katie's back. I see y'all all the time on Instagram, and, you know, I hope y'all know that I, you know, literally read everything that you guys type to me. I may not get back to you comment wise, and I'm probably just sitting here crying or sitting here thinking, or, you know, laying in my bed watching YouTube just to breathe. But I am here. I'm just also here for myself, which is important. But yeah, please know that I am thinking of y'all just as much as I am resting, as much as I am taking care of myself. You guys are always on my mind, because you guys are amazing. And I feel your energy naturally. You guys keep me going. So thank you. I think that's about it. Yeah. This week is got to start with more courses next week. Oh yeah, if you guys want to catch up with me and see like a little slice into my day, you know, see my little house right now, I will be taking over It's Good Condition Story tomorrow, which is a super good wellness platform that really makes it so that wellness is accessible and super good to be a part of. I'll be tagging them in the comment section so you guys can connect with them. But yeah, tune in tomorrow. It'll be about 10 a.m. I think when I start to do it. Yeah, around there, maybe earlier. Anyway, you'll get some insight into that today, because I'll be online just to, ouch, stop cat. Anyway, you guys have cats? They're annoying. I'll give you guys more information on that so you can tune in, and then you get to see a little bit more of me on a daily basis. I'll be doing courses tomorrow. I'll be making matcha tomorrow, you know, sharing what I cook for breakfast, what I cook for lunch, maybe go through the entire day tomorrow, share my cat so you guys get to see my cute cats, and we'll just have a lot of fun. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning into this. This is going to be really fun for me. I'm excited to see how this goes. And I will talk to y'all soon. See you later.